Rusty Rumley is a senior staff attorney with the National Agricultural Law Center. The recent cases in North Carolina with nuisance lawsuits and the farms losing in this case, is this an issue that can spread nationwide? Because I'm not really sure just what the right to farm laws mean in each of the states and if it's different for one than another.
Okay. Well, start off at it with a big picture view. All 50 states have right to farm statutes, and just to make things more complicated, all 50 of them are different. So the purpose behind right to farm statutes is that they started back in the 70s and 80s, states started passing them, and what they were seeing was as people were moving out of the cities and out of the suburban areas into the rural areas, they were starting to see conflicts between the new landowners and the agricultural operations that were already there. So they started bringing lawsuits for nuisance actions. So we're talking about the tort of nuisance is a substantial and ongoing interference with another's use and enjoyment of their land. So that's what they do. The right to farm statutes themselves, the only thing that they work to do is they provide a defense against nuisance lawsuits. If there's an ongoing environmental violation, if there's any other type of tort in the world, trespass or anything like that, the right to farm does not protect them. So it's only against nuisance lawsuits typically brought by neighbors.
Are
and
the
what? Go
are,
ahead.
Are the statutes in each state set up differently so that, say, the case in North Carolina, if that same exact case were brought to another court in Nebraska or Wisconsin or Iowa, would it have the same outcome because the law might be different?
Absolutely. The law is different. So it's all, none of these cases are directly analogous across state lines. So what a judge rules in North Carolina would be different than North Dakota versus Florida versus Oklahoma versus Wisconsin. Every state's law is a little bit different, and every state's case law has evolved a little bit differently. So you have to look at each state individually before you can determine whether or not in different states, the right to farm statute, if it was the same facts as in the North Carolina statute, or case, then the same facts, would the right to farm statute would have prevailed. So it just depends upon your state's laws, how it's constructed, and what it allows.
Sounds like the North Carolina legislature may have to take a look at these recent three cases and decide if their law is what they want.
Well, they've actually just updated their law a couple of weeks ago after the first verdict came down. North Carolina went in. They passed a almost like a mini state farm bill, and they addressed different things. And that was one of the things that was passed in this year's Agriculture Act there in North Carolina was an update of their right to farm statute.
Would the update put a stop to the future lawsuits? I understand there's still quite a few still on the docket.
Well, it's not going to be retroactive. So all cases that have currently been filed, all of those would proceed under the 2013 law. So no, it's not going to affect any of the pending litigation. However, any lawsuits filed after the new statute kicks in or starts, then that's going to be subject to the new right to farm statute. And there's a couple of limitations, one of the main ones being they have to be located within a certain proximity to the farm before they can sue for nuisance.
Do you happen to know what that proximity is?
Oh, not off the top of my head.
So it sounds like they've taken some pretty quick action to try to change the direction of these suits.
They have amended their statute. I mean, you always just have to wait and see, what kind of impact that legislation will have. I mean, it's always hard to write legislation, no matter what type of legislation it is, because you can't always foresee all of the different twists and turns things go. So any legislature, whether it's state or federal, has to be thinking ahead of all the potential twists and turns, and it's not really possible to do that. So that's one thing we'll have to see how it works out in the future. Like I said, they had just amended their statute 5 years ago, so, and they just had to go back and do it again this summer.
With that in mind, one of North Carolina's congressmen is considering some form of a bill to help deter these suits. Would that be effective, knowing that every state's a little different?
If it's done on the federal level or if it's done on a state level?
In this case, it would be Congressman David Rauser looking at possible federal legislation.
That could have an impact. One thing that's going to be a bit of a challenge, these nuisance lawsuits or any court, really, these types of actions are almost entirely at the state level. So generally, there's not a lot of federal laws that cover tort actions unless it's against the federal government or something along those lines. So this would not be a normal area where the federal government legislates. So that would be something that's a little bit different. They'd have to find, you know, how they're going to pass that law. You know, what's it going to be under? Commerce Clause, probably, but they'd have to have a justification for it. So, and it would be a, it would definitely be something for this type of tort action.
What advice would you have for the other states or even the farmers to prevent these suits from coming down in their neighborhoods?
You can't prevent any type of litigation. There's not really a way to prevent lawsuits. I mean, anybody can sue anybody else for anything at any given time. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean your lawsuit won't be dismissed immediately, but lawsuits get filed. So there's really not much you can do to prevent. What these right-to-farm statutes intend to do, there's an old defense called coming to the nuisance, and basically what it is if you choose to move to an area where there might be something that could be seen to be a nuisance, then the person that's doing whatever activity they're doing may have a cause to fight your lawsuit. For example, if you buy a house and it happens to be in the flight path of LaGuardia Airport, you shouldn't be able to turn around and sue LaGuardia saying, hey, the plane's flying over my house 20 hours a day. I demand that you shut down the airport. So the thing with that is it's a common law defense. So it basically means it was up to the judge whether or not they wanted to recognize that particular defense for each case. So that was what the right to farm statutes did, was they were supposed to inject a little bit of certainty. So if a farm met certain criteria, they'd been established for so long, or they're in compliance with federal and state environmental laws, or, you know, different states have different things, then if you meet all of those criteria, then you should be afforded a defense to get your case dismissed. And that's how these right-to-farm statutes work. Now, like I said, they're all different. Some of them work better than others, but that's the way it's supposed to work.
Is there anything you'd like to add today?
Well, I think the final point I would add is that they're tricky laws. One thing you have to keep in mind is that there's no two farming operations in the entire world that are the exact same. So you're dealing with that issue, and on top of that, you're trying to write a law that is a one-size-fits-all solution. So sometimes, depending upon the facts of your case, you know, sometimes the farmer might be in the right, what a lot of people would consider they're doing the right things. In other cases, you know, maybe the farmer could be doing a lot better job of management practices or something like that. So, I mean, the facts are always going to be different, but the law is the same. So that's one thing that makes these statutes difficult, is that you're applying the same law to completely different facts every single time. So that's just something that makes these things tricky to litigate. It makes them tricky to defend, you know, in the court of public opinion. It's something that farmers, lawmakers, neighbors, they're all going to have to deal with moving forward.